Now let us pray together, please. We bow before you with thankfulness, dear God, as we remember the time Jesus rode into Jerusalem. We cannot begin to imagine what your feelings must have been, knowing what was going to happen to your beloved son. We wonder why people who so readily acclaimed Jesus on that day were so obviously absent with their support when Jesus was arrested and condemned to be crucified. We like to think we would be more faithful to Jesus than the ecstatic crowd who welcomed him. Yet we must confess just how fickle in our following our Saviour can be. So we ask for forgiveness for those times and plead for grace and strength to be consistent in our discipleship. So many look to us for encouragement and counsel, knowing we claim to be Christians. Let them see Jesus in us, we pray. The world continues to be in the grip of the coronavirus pandemic, and emotions are being stretched in an unprecedented way. People are dying from the virus when they would normally have been expected to live much longer. Grant, we pray, extra physical and mental strength to the doctors, nurses, and all who are caring for those suffering from the virus. And we also ask for all Christians who have not been able to meet together in worship because of the lockdown. Your presence will enable them, even in the physical solitude, to know the wonder of being dependent upon you. As we read again the account of the entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, remind us, we pray, of all you were prepared to give to the world, so it might know just how deep is your love for us all. And these things we ask in the precious and worthy name of Jesus. Amen.